Hi, my name is Paul Kutzinger, and I work on the IE team. Today I'll be talking about I9 and Canvas. So this fish tank here is an example of Canvas in action. Canvas is a programmable drawing surface, so web developers can use JavaScript to draw things like lines and circles, rectangles, images like this example uses, or even videos. The cool thing in IE9 is that all of our graphics are hardware accelerated, including Canvas, and that's an important part of being a fully hardware accelerated browser. The other cool thing is there's nothing to download. It just sort of works as you're going through and browsing to these sites. So let's look a little more detail into how this particular demo works. I'm going to isolate it down to one fish, and we can see him swimming along here. Poor guy's not getting too far, but that's okay. The heart of this animation is an image strip. And so you can see I have the yellow fish here, so it's the second row. And each frame of the animation is a different cell out of this image strip, and that's how we get the tail wagging back and forth. So let's go through the animation loop and see how this would play out. As we go through the animation loop, one of the methods that we use for Canvas is draw image. And here's how it works. The first thing you do is you get the source image. So in this case, I'm getting this whole image strip. And then the second part is you pick which part of that source image do you want to display. And by default, it's the whole of the source image. But in my case, I want to display just one fish. So here's where we do the upper right corner and the width and the height for each fish. The third part is where on the canvas do you want to draw this fish. So in this example here, I'm drawing him in the upper corner, and I'm going the width and the height of a full-size fish. Okay, so let's go back and look and see how this looks in the overall demo. So there's the fish, and he's still wagging his tail. There's a couple other behaviors here. One is that his speed is based on the frames per second. So as the frames per second are higher, the fish swim a little more quickly. As it starts to slow down, the fish will also slow down. Let's add some more fish, and you can start to see them slowing down a little bit as they lower in frames per second. The other thing that's happening here is this frames per second meter is also drawn with Canvas. So the line here, the arc, and the gradient that fills this arc, all done in Canvas. Cool. So this is interoperable too. Let's show it in another browser. Let's put this guy over on the left. We'll bring up Safari 5 here. There's our fish tank. I'm going to put up in one fish. All right, we can see him swimming around. And they're getting up to 40, sometimes even about 40. There's 50 frames per second with this one fish. As I add more fish, we're doing more things graphically. So this really starts to show where the power of using the GPU to hardware accelerate these kinds of things really comes to play. Cool, let's put this away. Now we're back into IE. So that's an example of I9 and Canvas. Go out to ietestdrive.com and look at other examples that we have like this and try out the platform preview with Canvas implemented in it. I can't wait to see what you guys do using Canvas. Thanks.